Hey everyone, welcome back to Beacon Babes. My name is Brielle, and today we have, of course, Alora joining us, but we also brought in Link from one of our prior podcasts.
Hi.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm doing good. How are you? Doing
Doing
great.
we're
Awesome.
doing awesome. Yeah, we're doing awesome. We're doing awesome. So this week is Thanksgiving, but before we get started with the celebration and enjoying time with our family, we wanted to touch base with you guys about what's going on currently in our world. And what's so crazy is there's so many things going on, more than I've ever experienced in my lifetime, I feel. How about you guys?
Yeah, way more.
Yeah, I feel like this has been honestly one of the most exciting years of my life. There's been so much going on.
Exciting good and exciting bad.
For real. For real. Yeah.
I do feel like they've been saying that it's like a time to be alive, even though there are things happening in our world that are scary and uncertain. It's just almost so fascinating to be a part of all of this because, I mean, we can make a difference, right?
Oh, yeah, for
Absolutely.
sure. Yeah.
And how to maneuver through this world. But Alora and I had talked last week, you guys. Link, we're so grateful that you're joining us today, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have always have such an awesome array of information for us. So I'm excited to hear what you have to share with us. But to start things off, you guys, we wanted to just kind of commit to what we had promised you. I know I had spoke about telling you some things that Donald Trump is doing and has done for our world that is good. And my husband was telling me today that they were, it's kind of funny because I was mentioning it in our prior podcast about how Donald Trump was playing golf in the middle of all of this. And I guess there was a press conference going on. Something's happening right now. And they were saying that Donald Trump was playing golf instead of being there and present and speaking. And Donald Trump had to go on Twitter and show pictures and that kind of good stuff just to let everyone know that he actually was there, that
Oh,
they're lying and spreading rumors about him.
wow.
Wow. It was interesting that he played golf for it was like 3.5 hours or something. And then someone was like, every time he does something, people always they add up the times, you know? So like 3 + 5 is 8, and 8, if you turn on its side, it's the infinity symbol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So someone did that today. And then of course, you know, it goes on and on. But yeah, someone was pointed that out today, that it was exactly 3.5 hours.
Lots of little codes in there, I'm sure.
Right?
I love little tidbits. Yeah, I love little tidbits like that. And I was even thinking in my prior podcast, like, okay, how can that be misconstrued how I said this? Because I was saying that, you know, I was proud of Donald Trump because he was taking time out of all of this to find some balance in the midst of all of this chaos. But then I thought, Trump haters are going to think exactly what my husband was saying, that he's out playing golf while they're in the middle of blah, 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 blah. And in all honesty, in some ways, I kind of think, does that tell us that he's not sweating it?
Yep, really, for real.
Yeah, well, and here's something else to think about. When he's outside and he's out on the golf course, he has a radius surrounding him where he cannot be overheard talking. It provides him to be able to speak freely out on the golf course.
That's nice.
So it's not maybe just him, sure, it's relaxing, sure, it's fun, but it also does provide him a way, an avenue where he can talk. Yeah, because like, if you're in a building and everybody's got cell phones, there's electronics, there's cameras everywhere, where do you go maybe if you need to talk out in the open?
And who knows? Who even knows if they're bugging any of his stuff? I mean, I wouldn't
Right.
put it past them to do that for everything. I would be absolutely and utterly paranoid if I was Donald Trump in any of his camp.
Yeah, I would be too.
Right? Well, and think about how many what he's done, how many golf outings just since all this kind of happened. I think he's this is like what his third one, is it? Or is it his fourth, third or fourth? Already just in the last what few weeks, right? So there's always a purpose.
Lots of conversation going on there.
Yeah, I'm sure. But it does provide that coverage of, you know, like the lack of giving someone the ability of spying.
This is really a dark time, and for us, it's a dark time feeling uncertain about everything, especially now that COVID is starting to kind of rise again, or so they say. And for Donald Trump, I can't even imagine what it must be like to literally, I would imagine that he would have PTSD over all of this.
Right. Right.
I'm not even trying to be silly. I'm being serious. I don't know, because being a leader in itself is so hard, just to stand up in front of people and be scrutinized. Think about that. Just as on your everyday, let's say you have to speak in front of your coworkers, or you have, you know, 100 people that you need to stand up in front of and be responsible for teaching them A, B, C, and D. Now, this person is in charge of the entire United States, and then all of these corrupt, crazy things are getting thrown at him. And then you've got this whole election process going on. It's insane.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, that's why I feel like, well, obviously he has complete understanding of the whole situation. And he's the one person that knows everything. So when you see that, or you hear that, you know, he has preachers come to the White House to pray over him, and then you have they have every single night Right Side Broadcasting has a live prayer for the president, and they have 3, 4, 5, 6 people on there, and they do a live prayer for him every night. They're praying over him. I think people actually really realize, and I think the president realizes just what's at stake, and he knows who is ultimately in control, and that's God. And he knows he can't do this without him. And I think that's why he is seeking the prayer of others and knowing the power of that.
It's definitely a powerful concept to think about. And I don't think people are thinking about that, because, well, I shouldn't say what other people are thinking, but what I'm hearing, and it's so hard because it just feels like there's a lot of hate. And so with that being said, I kind of wanted to tell you guys a few of the things, maybe a little bit more than a few, but just some things that Trump has done for us, just to remind you guys of the things that he has done that is good in the midst of people casting shadows or trying to make Trump seem as if he truly is evil. And we are here to support him in that process. So a few of them, and then you guys, of course, feel free to add. So one of them that I want to start with is Trump signed the first major tax reform in 30 years.
Wow.
Yes. And then also the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provided tax relief for 82% of middle-class families. And then Trump doubled the child tax credit, which gave an additional $1,000 per child in tax relief to working parents. And then also he cut taxes for small businesses by 20%, providing $415 billion in tax relief for small business owners. This is strictly just for the economy that I'm telling you right now. Okay. And then also the manufacturing industry created nearly 500,000 new jobs. He repealed Obamacare's burdensome individual mandate, which penalized hardworking Americans. So that's huge, wow, in my opinion.
Yeah, that is huge.
Mm-hmm. And then 625,000 new construction jobs have been created since President Trump took office. And also Hispanic, Asian, and African-American unemployment rates have all reached record lows under President Trump. There are more than 1 million more job openings than unemployed persons in the United States. So I wanted to make sure to say these things because I'm not sure if people are aware of this.
Yeah.
Also, the Trump administration prioritized the economic empowerment of women at home across the globe, because I know that a lot of people are looking at Harris and thinking there's a woman in office. But I do want people to understand that Trump does support women, too. Even though he is a man in office, he is supporting women and other races as well. The Trump administration launched the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative, the first ever whole of government approach focused on advancing women's full and free participation in the global economy, and allocated $50 million for the fund. So that's just a few things. I mean, listen, this is strictly for the economy, and I could go on and on, but he's done several things for the military. He provided the Defense Department nearly $1.5 trillion. That's for the military. And there's a lot more. He's helping the environment, to make a long story short. He's helping the military. He's helping the economy. And then it goes on and on. There's law and order as well. Trump directed the Department of Justice to focus on taking illegal guns off of our streets and even immigration. Trump ordered the Department of Homeland Security launch the Office of Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement. So hopefully people will be able to see that he is doing good in this world. And I feel like he even helped out in foreign policy as well. So the list goes on and on.
One of the greatest things I think he's also done is his role in stopping human trafficking.
Yes.
Like when he first became, when he first, after he got sworn in as president, one of the first things he did was sign a bill to fight and battle human trafficking. I think it was sometime this year where they gave, it was millions of dollars towards victims of trafficking once they're rescued, like for the care of the people, housing, any type of medical or therapies they may need, like a huge amount of money towards the rescued people who out of all this trafficking stuff. I read a thing that said that from his presidency to now, there's like over 500,000 trafficked rescues from him. Everything he started here has snowballed and other countries have joined in with him. And if you look up the arrests, the sting operations that have taken place around the world, there's actually quite a few countries that are actually working with him on taking that down. And I mean, it's astronomical what they're doing. For me, that is like one of the greatest accomplishments that I'm always going to be so proud of him of.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell too. I'm going to add to that because that's all that sex trafficking information that you're talking about. This is a big deal. And kind of what you were saying last time when we were all together, Link, you were saying how you know so much information that you can't sleep at night. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Donald Trump probably has the same issue. Yeah. Because even here, you know there's something huge that they're covering up. Because when we met with you guys, and then even our last episode, Alora was saying, they're saying that these new documents are going to be, you know, shown to the public. Well, when have we seen them? I haven't seen them. Have you guys seen them?
No. And the things I have seen, like there's been some releases on some like court stuff. It was like some older things. It was not the court stuff that everybody was anticipating, where it was supposed to be unredacted and it was supposed to have everybody's names listed, you know, all of Hollywood, the elites and powerhouse people and all that. But at the same time, this is how I feel about it. If powers at play, the white hats, the good guys, the patriots are doing what they're really supposed to be doing, and they really are going to be stopping and taking these people down, I'm okay if I don't end up seeing it, as long as they're doing what they have to do. But yeah, if it's going to be a cover-up, then we need to fight to see it.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. I went online today to look up Ghislaine Maxwell. And I tried to look the other day too, but it was so interesting because, you know, I was taking every day by day. And as the hours, you know, getting close to our broadcast, I'm like, well, I cannot get any information mm-hmm. off of this. So today I went to DuckDuckGo. And what is so crazy is they had more information that I was able to find. It wasn't available to me when I was looking on YouTube, but when I went to DuckDuckGo, I had more options. When I clicked on the options, it said YouTube privacy warning. YouTube, owned by Google, does not let you watch videos anonymously. Watching YouTube videos here will be tracked by YouTube and Google. So then you're like feeling scared. Like, if I watch this video, I'm going to be tracked. What does that mean?
Well,
so I wasn't able to watch anything or find out any information. Yeah,
I kind of feel like that's their power play of instilling fear and keeping the control over the people. Because what's happening is that the people are taking back the control. And that hasn't happened in decades upon decades upon decades. They're bullies. They're bullies, and they love to use fear and intimidation tactics. And I feel like that them throwing that up there, you know, like, well, if you proceed, then, you know, we're going to know what you're doing. But here's the whole point. They know anyway. When we're on our phones or our computers or our TVs, everything we say, everything we do, everything we click on, they know anyway. But I heard recently that Google bought DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, I think they did too, because I had heard about DuckDuckGo just as I had heard about it and started researching through it. Immediately, here I am getting this information. And they're even saying, you know, like I said, owned by Google, YouTube owned by Google. Well, DuckDuckGo is obviously owned by Google. I mean, from what I've heard anyways, so I should say allegedly, but I feel strongly that they were, because I was able to look this stuff up before until current.
That makes sense then. Yeah. They're censoring it all anyway.
But isn't that crazy? So here we are. I'm going to have to keep doing more research if anyone wants any more information about Ghislaine Maxwell. I do feel like they are trying to hide things. And when I was watching Tucker this week, he was saying that, and I think I mentioned this in our last broadcast too, Google, Twitter, Facebook, all of these people are connected to Biden. And they're hiring people who are working for these companies. So they all have their hand in what's happening currently right now. And so that alone is pretty scary. Don't you guys think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like all these people were put in place, like it was all part of the plan. And all those people were put in place on purpose as part of the Great Reset to have the control over the people. They have control over your, one, they know everything about you because we put it all out there for them for free, all over social medias. We basically hand it to them with butter all over the roll kind of thing, you know? And yep. So I feel like this has been a strategic plan from the beginning. And they've just been censoring and monitoring. And quite frankly, I feel like, I mean, globally, and I don't mean just the United States, but I mean globally, people are just, they're mad. They're angry. That's what has to happen. People have to get angry and feel the injustice of the spying and the censorship and all the other stuff that's going on in order for change to happen. And I don't mean this disrespectfully at all, but if we all just walk in line to the cattle car, we got to learn from past history. We have to learn from that. And if we all just blindly walk to the cattle car thinking that nothing like that would happen to us, well, then, you know, that's actually what's going to happen. So I think we have to wake up and pay attention to past history in order to prevent the past from happening again, because I feel like we're on the precipice of that.
And we need more people to get mad. Like, we need to increase these numbers.
For sure, for sure. I feel like there is, I feel like I've heard through the grapevine, I'll say, that don't think for a second that true patriots are not mobilizing, that they're not planning, that they're not taking oaths and amongst each other and saying, you know, we're in it to win it or we'll die doing it.
I feel like there's some unsung heroes out there.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels sad for me. I was watching a movie last night, and you guys, forgive me, I don't remember the title of the movie. But it had Mark Wahlberg in it. And it was on Netflix. It's going to kill me that I don't know what movie it was. But anyways, basically, it really hit home with a lot of things that are going on in this world right now. And he basically was like misled by people who are unjust. And I think it was called Mile 22. Yes, it's called Mile 22. If you guys want to see it. So let me give you what it is. It's an American action thriller. And it has that really cute girl from The Walking Dead. And have you guys seen that movie, Lauren Cohen?
No.
No.
He literally got misled. They're in the CIA. Basically, it's a small team of elite American intelligence officers. And they're part of like a top secret tactical command unit. And they try to smuggle this mysterious police officer with like sensitive information out of Indonesia. And they believe everything that he says. He does all these things to gain their trust. And I'm watching this movie this entire time thinking he's good. He's on the good side, you know, all this stuff. Turns out in the end, he manipulated them from the very, very beginning. He killed all of their good people. It was horrendous. This girl, Lauren Cohen, she was a mother, all this stuff. So they get you involved in their stories and everything. And I was just watching it thinking, like, are these the things that are going to be happening in our world? Like, there's people out there right now that are going through things like this, and we don't even know about
Yeah.
it, you
Oh,
know?
man.
They even had the Allura was sending me videos of those mechanical dogs that they have here in Florida. Do you know what I'm talking
See?
about? At the military camp, they even
No,
had them.
what I haven't heard of that. Mechanical dog.
Am I describing it correctly, Allura?
Yeah, they're like a dog type figurine, but it's like a robot mechanical
What's it
dog.
for?
That's a good
Oh.
question. You know what they remind me of? They remind me of the how what do you call it on Star Wars.
Oh,
Like, but they're
okay.
smaller.
Part of the dogs and part of these mechanical, the different things they have mechanical were that in a highly risk, like a high risk situation, you could sit in an air conditioned room and you could send out this mechanical dog looking creature to gather information because you're the eyes for it. It has a camera and it's feeding information back to you. So it's just one of our step ups in rather than risking our soldier's life at that moment, we would send
Does it
in
look
that
like a real
dog.
dog?
No.
No, not it's four legs, but it's like
No
very
one would find that
metallic.
suspicious. I mean, if I seen that coming, I'd be like, oh, here comes a spy. Where's the grenade? Where's the
I
grenade?
think it's
Where's the
like a
grenade? Take
spy.
this thing out.
Yeah, and what's funny is they always say that they show these things in movies. They give you like little hints. So those mechanical dogs, I'm calling them mechanical dogs, they weren't actually in the actual movie, but they were in a picture in the very beginning when they were kind of, you know, going through kind of what you're going to see, like telling a little bit of the storyline. They had pictures that were scanning through and they showed those dogs, Allura. So
Oh,
that's
wow.
that. Yeah, it's they're like in Star Wars, they're called the Imperial AT-AT Walker. Do you know what they are? They're really, really big and they walk through the forest. But I don't think that those mechanical dogs are that tall, but they kind of
Wow.
reminded me of that.
Well, what most people don't realize too is a lot of the movies we watch, there's a lot of reality in them that we think is fictional.
Yeah, when you brought up Star Wars, I just read a thing the other day, you know, as I was doing some digging, and they said, what would you say if you found out that Star Wars was actually based off of reality and not fantasy?
Yep, I
And
read that too.
so then you have to stop and think about it. So you know, we're talking, you know, off worlds, other planets, other, you know, other species of people, creatures, species, the big globby guy. What's that guy?
ETs.
Jabba the Hutt people. You know, I'm like, what, really? Jabba the Hutt's real? No. But yeah, that's. I read that, so I was like, Star Wars. Really? I wouldn't be shocked at this point.
I'm pretty sure there's a ton of things that have been kept secret from all of us that we would all be completely and utterly shocked about. But at this point in time, my mind is open. I'm willing to listen. What do you have to say? I can take it in and discard it if I don't
Yeah,
agree
and
with
you
it.
know what?
You know
I
what I
think
mean?
this is what I think. I think that for everybody, and I feel like this really should go for everybody, be willing to listen to everything, then go do your homework.
Yep.
Because if anything that we've learned this year, in 2020, is that we've all been deceived in some way or another, whether it's religiously, whether it's politically, whether it's, you know, with family members, medically, through science, like every avenue that you can think of, we've discovered falsehoods and lies and deceptions and corruption. I think from now on, be willing to listen to everything, go investigate everything, and then you have to learn to use your own logical mind and weed out the truths and from the untruths.
And some of the truths you would think probably 5 years ago, and you're thinking about yourself 5 years ago, you probably wouldn't think they were
Oh
truths.
gosh, yeah. Well,
Oh,
think
yeah.
about it. I mean, I've known people. We've all known people in the past, years ago or recent or whatever, that would say something and you laugh it off like it's a joke or it's funny or they're silly or they're just way out there. But then, you know, like you saying talking about the movies, well, we have learned, you know, that I know we had talked about this with some other people, but there's an alliance. There was an agreement amongst between Satan and God, basically. And, you know, we have the gift of free will. The gift of free will is that we have the freedom to choose between good and evil. Basically, the agreement is, as long as basically they're putting out the truth, right? As long as they're telling us the truth, they didn't say how they would tell us the truth. As long as the truth was being revealed and we were choosing, then those requirements were met. We just didn't realize that they were telling the truth through books and movies and openly laughing about like comedic skits. And we just thought it was all jokes. Like, oh, it's makeup. It's make-believe. It's, you know.
Right.
Sci-fi. Right.
Or...
But that was their way of telling the truth to meet this, to meet their end of the deal, basically.
I don't know all of the truth behind this because this is just stuff that I've gathered through being inquisitive, I guess you could say. But everybody has been saying on YouTube, I've followed several people that say that, you know, this whole conspiracy as to where Tom Hanks is. Have you guys all heard about that?
I haven't heard recent stuff.
They may have dropped it because there's just so much going on that it's just really not as relevant as all of the other stuff. But before everything started going crazy with the election, everybody was wondering where Tom Hanks was and what's going on with Tom Hanks. You know, he went over to Italy and things just didn't add up. So I believe that he was on a list, a pedophile list. Now, this is alleged. I have to make sure I say this because
we're always speculating.
List. Exactly. Definitely a speculated there with Mr. Yep. Tom Hanks. And so when you're talking about making jokes, one of the guys that I follow on YouTube, he showed that Tom Hanks was on a list and they had different names, like, you know how they have the Pizzagate and all that stuff. Well, Hot Dog was put next to Tom Hanks. And apparently Hot Dog means that you like little boys. For the pedophile situation, there was like this sick joke. I guess one of the baseball teams during the COVID experience, they went ahead and they had their baseball game. I'm so sorry because I can't remember because it was a little bit of a while ago. So I don't remember what team it was. But they had a cardboard cutout of Tom Hanks when he was younger holding like a little concession stand type of thing of hot dogs and popcorn. And they were saying, hot dogs, come and get your hot dogs. And it was Tom Hanks. And so the guy was saying that they're mocking and making fun. Like no one knows where Tom Hanks is. But then they go ahead and they put this up for everyone to see. Almost like it's a joke.
Yeah.
You know?
Disgusting.
Yeah. It's absolutely disgusting.
We're talking about babies here, man. Talking about freaking kids.
Yeah.
And that just gets my blood boiling.
Yeah.
I can get incoherent with anger when it comes to this.
Yeah. Because it's on so many levels. It's so disgusting. It's disgusting that they're even doing that just alone. But what's the deeper level is exactly what you're talking about. There are little children out there that they're not even considering. They're trying to make a joke about Tom Hanks, which who knows if there is this conspiracy and it is true and they did something to Tom Hanks because he knew too much or you know, whatever the story is, that's what they care about. They're not caring about these little kids, you know, and their families that they're destroying or destroyed.
Well, I've kind of come to the realization and this is me personally. The ones that play along usually have some sort of association. Like, I mean, I've not found.
Yeah.
I haven't through all the digging. Usually, they're always linked back or linked with the group or with someone or in some way. Like I've never found it to where somebody was doing something like that and then it was an actual literal accident. It's because they know and they participate.
Oh, absolutely. They have the upper hand. I mean, that's if all of this is true. So again, like we say, we're playing a little story game here. If all of this is true, how disgusting that the person that did whatever they did and then they're making a joke obviously they're a part of it, and they're putting that out there to be snarky. They're putting that out there to be funny or make a point. And it's so, I keep using this word in almost every single broadcast, but it's so vile.
A lot of times that's how they send comms to one another. So that actually could have been a message they were actually sending to Tom Hanks.
And I honestly feel like that's what my YouTuber that I follow, that Sean Happy named, I think that's what he was getting at.
They communicate with playing cards, symbols, comms, food codes, number codes. I mean, Tom Hanks communicated with his dang glove pictures and shoe pictures. I mean, all kinds. Like, they use food. You know, they'll be taking pictures of them eating a big spoonful of pasta, you know, all kinds of comms. And it has been said, I love my alphabet. I love every letter of my alphabet, but there's like one letter in my alphabet that I love personally myself, that more so than the others. And,
is it the 17th letter?
The 17th letter. And, the symbolisms will be their downfall. Because they've shared it with the world, and it's in all the movies, it's in their clothing, it's in their music, it's in all their social medias. Like, they could spend 10 lifetimes and they still couldn't delete all the stuff that they've put out there.
It's like they almost got too pompous and proud.
And they really thought, well, and in essence, they were actually correct. For a long time, that the world was just, we were just oblivious, and I don't know, I don't want to say we were too stupid, but too naive.
We were too naive or gullible.
I have told myself, my gosh, have you been walking around this stupid for this long? I've said that to myself, but
you got to give yourself credit.
But yes,
for waking up.
I'm so awake now that I'm driving everybody crazy.
I feel like I'm doing the same thing. You know what that made me think of too? I keep thinking of random things, but the governor of California, did you hear what was going on with that?
Of the turkeys? Are you talking about
the turkeys?
Fill me in because I heard something else, tell me about that. Wow, that's crazy. So there's more. Go ahead.
Of the turkey story? They were going in and stealing the turkeys out of the stores so people couldn't have gatherings.
Yeah, and you know what else
really
was that they not only were they taking the turkeys out of the store, but they were going to go back and they were going to check the purchases of turkeys to see who purchased the turkey that was 10 pounds or more. Then they were going to track down those people, go to their homes, because whoever had a turkey 10 pounds or more was obviously going to have a bigger family gathering, because why would you need a turkey that big? And so they were actually, they plan on going to these houses to enforce, to make sure that they are not gathering for Thanksgiving.
Oh my goodness. What? That's so obnoxious. So this kind of goes a little bit with what I heard too. And I'm pretty sure when I tell you this, you guys heard it too. So this is so disgusting. So this is what Tucker was saying. So I'm going to go off of what he was saying, but I guess there were two youngsters that caught COVID that were 18 or younger. And so he closed down the entire state of California.
Oh, wow.
Because of that. Two. And so then he was caught having a dinner with people who are health professionals and know all the information that they could possibly know about COVID. Higher ups, and they're all sitting really close together, and none of them have masks on. And I believe that there were a good handful or two.
I did see that. Yeah, were several people sitting around the table.
All the while he's telling everyone that the entire state needs to make sure that they wear a mask, maybe even wear masks inside their homes, things like that, while they're all they're not worried about COVID. It didn't seem like that, especially in these pictures that they were showing. Yeah, talking about how these people who have money and they have power and all of that it does make you think like there's something going on and it doesn't make any sense. It's kind of confusing and it makes my eyebrow lift up just a little bit.
Yeah,
You know
well,
what I
here's
mean?
the thing I think a lot of people need to realize. We need the sheriff of every county in every state that's having troubles by the deep state. We need them to step up because I don't know if a lot of people know this, but sheriffs are an elected official, just like the governors are an elected official. And therefore, a
Yep.
sheriff, a governor can say, hey, we want you to go do this with your policeman. We want you to go do that. A sheriff can actually stand up and say, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to allow them to go do that. We're not going to follow those guidelines. Basically, that's not in the Constitution. That's not in the law. That's not a law. We can't, you know. Sheriffs can do that. Sheriffs do
Yeah, they don't
not
have to
have to.
enforce.
If the governors have literally just gone communist crazy, they don't have to. They don't have to enforce all this craziness. So we need the sheriffs, of course, unless they've been infiltrated, if the departments haven't been infiltrated, like with, you know, how they've put people in every aspect of every area. If they're still patriots, they need to step up. We need them to step up. They need to do their job and they need to step up against all this wrong stuff that's happening.
That would be absolutely amazing. See, I didn't even
Yeah.
know that. So that's wonderful information. How do they even get to go about to do that? Like, who could say, how do they feel like they can have the power to say that? I mean, why aren't they doing it
Well, that's
now?
the big question. I don't, why aren't the sheriffs doing it? They have the power to stand up against the governor and say, we're not doing that. They're an elected official, just like the governor is an elected official.
What wigs me out is that you hear of so many of these people getting paid money to do all of these things that are unethical and just so and utterly wrong, and they're all, you know, people are
Yeah,
doing
yeah.
it.
People's lives are being threatened too. I mean, that's a fact. Their families' lives have been threatened. I mean, like Rudy Giuliani was had pointed out, they had some lawyers that resigned from being on the team because their lives were literally being threatened and the lives of their family, and they were scared from the deep state. So we also
Yep.
have the situation
It
where,
happens a lot.
some of these people may not, if they don't have people backing them, they may end up in, oh, I don't know, a same situation on Route 66 as some other people that tried to tell the truth.
That's so scary to think of who's behind that. Who's the one calling those shots and saying, we will hurt your family? And is it worth it? It's
Well, you know
terrifying to
what are the
think.
consequences if we don't? Concentration camps,
Exactly.
being microchipped with the deep state vaccine, death camp. Like, I don't feel like we have choices at this point. I don't feel like we have the luxury of that. I feel like that's been taken from us.
I totally agree with you. And we were even talking about that in our last episode, how basically our world is kind of gearing, unless Donald Trump can turn this ship around somehow, into a dictatorship.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, bringing him up, if you guys don't mind, I just want to point out
Yeah.
that today's November 22nd, and on November 22nd, 1963, was the day that John F. Kennedy was assassinated. And so I had a couple of things that I kind of wanted to share in honor of our late president. These are just some little quirky things.
I
Okay,
love
so
quirky.
I have some little things here that I had gathered up, and they're called like little coincidences. I'm going to read it. Strange parallels between the lives and deaths of Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. It says, it would seem that this is more than a coincidence. Lincoln was elected in 1860. Kennedy was elected a century later in 1960. Both were deeply involved in civil rights struggles. The names of each president contain seven letters. The wife of each president lost a son while she was a first lady. Both presidents were shot on a Friday. Both were shot in the head from behind in the presence of their wives. John Wilkes Booth was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald was born in 1939. Both presidential assassins were shot to death before they could be brought to trial. The names John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald each contained 15 letters. Lincoln and Kennedy were succeeded to the presidency by Southern Democrats named Johnson. Tennessee's Johnson, who followed Lincoln, was born in 1808. Texas' Lyndon Johnson was born in 1908. Booth shot Lincoln in a theater and ran to a warehouse. Oswald shot Kennedy in a warehouse and ran to a theater. Kennedy was shot in a Lincoln model automobile made by Ford. Lincoln was shot in Ford's theater. Lincoln's secretaries, whose name was Kennedy, advised him not to go to the theater the night he was killed. President Kennedy's secretaries, whose name was Lincoln, advised him not to go to Texas. Also, Barron Trump is the first son, young son, to live in the White House since JFK Jr. was in the White House. Trump entered the presidency when he was 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days old. And he was 17 when JFK was assassinated. He had a fleet of 17 planes in the Trump shuttle. John F. Kennedy was the 35th president. Trump is the 45th presidency. And if you add 3 plus 5 plus 4 plus 5, it adds up to 17. John Jr. crashed 17 miles off of Martha's Vineyard. He had 17 family members show up to his funeral. Trump had, of course, he had the 17 planes, and he had an action figure speaking 17 phrases. 17 years was lasted between Kennedy's death and Trump's presidency, which is Junior, because he died in 1999. There were 17 years in between that.
I just looked up the number 17. Keep going. Well, but I just looked it up.
Okay, so JFK had a 17-foot Century Resorter named Rest of Us. Okay? Bob Dylan, and then Bob Dylan's first song in 8 years was a 17-minute song about JFK's death. JFK and Jackie met at 3419 Q Street, 17. Also in that Bob Dylan song, which is 17 minutes long, in the lyrics, he mentions the sacrificial lamb. Yeah, so what does he mean by that, right? Oh. Also, that John F. Kennedy was never supposed to be the candle in the darkness guiding Americans toward the hidden truth. He was never supposed to go against the masters in the Illuminati bloodline. His actions only prove we can change our destiny to heal the world. See, because he ran on the presidency as he was going to follow the rules, play by the rules. And then once he got in, he was like, nope, sorry, I got in here, but I'm going to take you down. And then they killed him for it. This is a quote by President Kennedy. The cost of freedom is always high, but Americans have always paid it. And one path we shall never choose, and that is the path of surrender or submission. And I want to point out that the number 17 is a very biblical number. There's a lot of, you can really dig in the Bible a lot and pick out a lot of stuff on the number 17 and what it means biblically. But it symbolizes the overcoming the enemy and complete victory. There's so much more that links like all these things. I can go on and on and on with all these 17 links. It's crazy. But I wanted to share that and end with that quote by Kennedy, especially it being the anniversary of his death.
That's beautiful. I literally looked up that number too, and I thought, whoa, because I knew I could tell where you were going. And that's amazing. I love numbers, especially the ones connected to the Bible. Alora knows this. And to add to what you said, it said God overcame the sins of rebellious humans when he began to flood the earth through rain on the 17th of the second Hebrew month. Noah's Ark and its 8 passengers rested on the mountains of, Ararat, up on the 17th of the 7th month. So this number 17 is a big. Jesus Christ gained complete victory over death and the grave when God resurrected him near the sunset on Nisan or Nisan 17. Mm. N-I-S-A-N.
Niacin, probably. I don't know.
You're absolutely right. This is the coolest thing ever. It's so interesting.
And I'm still digging. I'm kind of getting on a new thing. I don't want to talk about it now because I don't have enough sauce for it yet. But there's some cool stuff I think is happening, kind of connecting to the Kennedys and particularly to JFK Jr. And but I'll tell you what I think. through digging through a lot of this info, is one of the biggest fears, I feel like, for the deep state, if it becomes, if it is true. I'm not saying it is true, because none of us really know. All we can do is speculate. But there's a lot of things that don't really add up to the death of JFK Jr. And one of his biggest things, and I had said this before when I was a guest on here, that he had vowed to take down the people that assassinated his father. And we all know that that's the group of the Big C. And so I think he's, me personally, through my research, I feel he is alive. And that has been his, he has sacrificed his life in doing just this. And their biggest fear is him returning to the public domain, because that would not, I mean, that would unite the country and the world. And that means, he would expose them all. It just gives chills down my spine. And I had someone actually message me today and then call me, because they had heard Donald Trump talking at his, he just did a briefing about the pharmaceuticals and the drug, the medicines and stuff. And they said in that, I didn't watch it, but they said that he had mentioned talking about the drug prices and the things that he's doing. And he said, I really hope they keep this. I really hope that they keep this for you guys. And she said she was really confused, because she was like, it almost like he thought he wasn't going to win. And I said, no, he's going to win. But I've also noticed a few times in the past, quite a few months, little tidbits of almost like he's going to win, but he might not be there for the full presidency. I mean, what could that mean? I mean, right? Like, somebody would have to step in and take over.
But we've also heard he's going to be the last American president.
Why would he be the last? Like, who would then, you know, what or who would take his place? Obviously, we're all speculating, because none of we won't know until it actually happens. But I just thought that that was all pretty interesting, and I'll just have to wait and see now.
You have so much inquisitive things. Like, when you bring something up, it makes me think of something else. And then when you say that, and I'm thinking, ooh, you know what? Like, I need to like delve into that and look into that, because it's very thoughtful, very like, I really want to like get more information. So I'm hoping that maybe if you have an opportunity to meet with us again next week or the week after, I know this weekend it is Thanksgiving weekend, but if you are free, Allura and I would love to have you again, because you bring a lot to the broadcast. You have such an array of information up in there. Link,
oh,
you
well,
do.
Thank you. Thanks.
And Allura, I know you had some stuff on the Vatican we've been dying to hear about. So I think that when we meet up, you guys, I'd love to talk more. And I think what we like to do, you guys, we like to talk about what's kind of currently going on, and what is the most important thing as of this week, you know? And I feel like the election and everything surrounding Donald Trump, and also some of these interesting conspiracy theories, if you want to call them that, are really taking the forefront right now. So we'll keep you on the edge of your seat in regards to the Vatican and the Ghislaine Maxwell as time goes on. If we have real solid information for you in regards to Ghislaine Maxwell, we're definitely going to be giving that to you. But I think right now we have much more, not that it's not important what's going on with sex trafficking, because it's extremely important, and we want these victims. The most important thing is that we want these victims to have justice, because I can't even imagine, in my whole heart and soul, I can't even imagine what it must be like day to day to have to deal with what they have to deal with. Not only having PTSD, many of them probably having all of this pulled back up into their lives again. You know, maybe they feel suicidal, that type of thing. I'm sure it's hard for some of these girls that are, you see their face on the television. Are they able to get jobs? Are people judging them, pointing their finger? Look at that girl. I worry about these women. They're women now, and what they have to deal with. And as of right now, the one thing that we do know is that Ghislaine Maxwell and Prince Andrew are 100% denying everything.
Of course they are.
And that's very Yes. And it's so unfortunate. It's so unfortunate. So as soon as we get, you know, more information in regards to that, of course, we will throw that your way. And if you two hear anything, obviously, please bring that to the table.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, there's so much. Definitely. I mean, we could do a 4-hour broadcast. We could keep talking.
Yes. Yes, and the only thing that I really even had for you guys today, even in regards to that, because you were talking about the sex trafficking and how passionate you are about that, Link, and I feel the same way, was basically that I'm so appalled that Prince Andrew, he said 1 year ago, you know, that he would talk to the authorities. And here you have Ghislaine Maxwell here in the hot seat. This is his most wonderful opportunity to jump in if he has any conscience at all, and he hasn't done one thing. He hasn't said one thing, and they've given him opportunities to do so.
Yeah,
they've requested for him to do so, to speak to the authorities, and he has chosen not to. And I think that speaks a lot.
There's no way his mom is gonna let him do that.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
It's not gonna happen, because if he goes down, then she goes down, because she's as big of a criminal as he is. Don't lose hope, because the white hats are in control. And even though things are going to get bumpy, God always wins.
That is 100% the message that I think that we should leave you guys for today, because although this might seem scary and it might make you feel nervous, have faith, say your prayers, connect with God. And I think I even said that again in my last broadcast. I think it's really, really important to just shoot out some prayers. Start from the beginning and just at night when you go to bed, say your prayers. And there's no time like the present. There's so much to be grateful for. We've got Thanksgiving coming up. Gratitude is everything. You know, even though you might be scared or things in your life might be going, you know, awry with this whole COVID experience, who knows what people are dealing with now. Make sure you take a look at what your circumstances are from day to day and be grateful for even the smallest little things, you know, one day at a time. Well, you two, I love you guys to pieces. I really appreciate you meeting up today to chit chat. I hope that we can meet up again next week with you, Link. You've been such a blessing. Thank you for being here.
I'm honored to get on. I love it. The more people Yay! Can help wake up to the truth, I feel like I don't feel like we can take time off. You know, we got all do what we can. So take advantage of all the opportunities that come up in your life to keep spreading the truth.
Absolutely.
I couldn't agree more. Well, you too. I'm so grateful for you, Alora. Thank you so much for being here today. I know that we're going to have you talk first next week. You get to talk first.
I have more time to dig on more stuff. But yeah, I have some the Vatican stuff. And I actually found some current stuff that I need to dig on too. So.
We look forward to it. You get to talk first next week. Link, I can't wait for you to join us again next week. Everyone, God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Do you two please have anything? Thank you so much. Do you guys have anything you want to say before we wrap up and say goodbye?
Just happy Thanksgiving and invite all your family over.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving. Have yourself a feast.
That's right.
Wonderful. God bless both of you, Link and Alora. God bless all of our listeners, and check us out on Twitter. Give us a follow, and big hugs to everyone, and have a blessed rest of your day or evening.
Bye.
Bye, guys.